Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by our Patreon supporters. Huge thank you to Wild West Extravaganza, The Song Will Go On, Jeff Dollar, Danny Brown, David Humphreys, Carolyn Keel, Joe Stone, Alyssa Gatto, Dan Franks, and Soundtrack Your Life. Thank you to all of those folks for supporting Earbuds Podcast Collective. Learn more about us and how you can support us by going to patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. Hey, Ariel here. Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds. Are you here for some podcast recommendations? Let's get into it. Last week, our theme was top food review podcasts. Our curator was Daniel Zafran, host of the podcast Candy is Dandy. His episode picks were from the podcasts The Sloppy Boys, Candy is Dandy, Doughboys, Sunday Funday, and The Snack Show with Jamie and Fallon. Thanks for curating that list for us, Daniel. In case you missed it, we will link to those episodes in the show notes. Let's get to this week's fresh podcast recommendations. Our theme is called Abortion Wars. Our curator is TJ Raphael, host and producer of Cover Up, The Pill Plot. In just a bit, you'll hear from TJ about her podcast picks and why she selected them. After that, you'll learn about our spotlight pick, Nerdette, an interview show from WBEZ Chicago that's celebrating 5 years this month. And last, I'll share some podcast industry news and tidbits before we close out the show and send you off to listen to more podcasts. Now, let's get to TJ Raphael so that we can learn about her podcast recommendations for the theme Abortion Wars.
My name is TJ Raphael, and I'm an audio journalist, a reporter, and a producer. I've been working in audio for about 10 years, and I've worn pretty much every single hat imaginable, from digital producer, development producer, now host, reporter, journalist. I love our industry and I love what we do so much. I think audio is the most engrossing medium and there's no other field I'd rather be in, even though it's a little tough nowadays. So I chose the theme of the American abortion wars. And that's because my new show, Cover Up, The Pill Plot, is about that. Now, before you fast forward, I know a lot of people can be like, ooh, I don't know if I want to listen to a podcast about abortion. I've got to tell you, this story sounds like it was ripped out of an Ocean's 11 flick with a little bit of Breaking Bad mixed in there. It actually sounds like a story that should be fake. I can't believe that it's real. It's about a 29-year-old anarchist punk from the Bay Area who signs up to be the Jane Roe for the 1990s and flies to London with a 72-year-old abortion rights activist to secretly smuggle in abortion pills from London into New York. They actually intentionally tip off customs so that they can be stopped. There's, you know, questions of whether they're going to be arrested, and they take their case all the way to the Supreme Court in an attempt to overturn a federal ban on the abortion pill that was in place in 1992. I don't think a lot of people know this story, and it's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, there's a secret lab that pops up, attempted assassination. It's a wild story that's part of American history. And whether or not you're really into reproductive health care as a story topic, I think that anybody can really appreciate this show, especially because abortion's going to be a pretty big issue in the upcoming 2024 election. And the abortion pill might lose FDA approval. There's a case currently sitting before a federal appeals court right now. And as of this recording, it's really unclear what's going to happen. So when I was reporting this story for the last year, I turned to a lot of different resources for background research and to just keep me informed and up to date on what was happening as it relates to, you know, this divisive issue, in at least in the United States, around abortion. So here are some of my picks for you, if you want to go a little bit deeper, again, this is going to be a huge issue in the upcoming election. If you want to make sure you're informed, here's what I recommend. My first pick is Abortion Every Day by Jessica Valenti. It's a podcast available through Jessica's Substack. It is an incredibly important resource that really does a fantastic job of curating and analyzing the new and seemingly endless daily challenges to abortion access in America. Jessica has been covering this for a long time. She's a phenomenal writer and journalist, and I definitely recommend you check it out. My next pick is The Girls Who Went Away. This is actually an audiobook about the deeply troubling baby scoop era, when more than 1 million young American women and girls who got pregnant out of wedlock in the years before Roe v. Wade were sent to mother and baby homes in the U.S. to give birth and then surrender their children. It's an incredibly emotional story. It's also really mind-blowing that it's, again, a true story. And I definitely recommend that to get some kind of glimpse into what the pre-Roe world looked like. My next recommendation is The Ezra Klein Show, specifically their episode called The Ethics of Abortion. It features this law professor from the University of Oxford, Kate Greasley, and she's the author of the book Arguments About Abortion, Personhood, Morality, and the Law. And she also co-authored a book alongside a philosopher who actually opposes abortion. That book is called Abortion Rights For and Against. And hearing Kate talk about this issue was just really illuminating and informative. My last pick, finally, is an episode from The Daily from the New York Times from last year. It was one that I couldn't really stop thinking about. And when I was putting this list together, I knew I had to include it. So this episode features two women in Louisiana whose lives have led them to very different positions in the fight over abortion access. But one thing that they do both have in common is they both got pregnant as teenagers. So those are my recommendations. I hope you listen to a bunch of them, some of them, all of them. And I also hope you check out my new show, Cover Up the Pill Plot, and I hope you like it. Thanks.
Thank you to TJ for curating this week's list of podcast recommendations and for sending in that voice clip. TJ's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode so you can listen right away. You can also find them on our website, earbuds.audio. Did you know that you can be a curator for the Earbuds newsletter too? There's a link in the show notes and also on every issue of our newsletter. Next up, it's time for our spotlight pick. It's a bonus recommendation located at the bottom of our newsletter and on the homepage of our website. This week, we're spotlighting Nerdette. Here's a bit about the show. Nerdette is a weekly interview show that helps you unwind with fun conversations, inspiring ideas, and delightful recommendations. And congrats to Nerdette for celebrating 5 years of making the show. You can join them every month for the Nerdette Book Club. Find and listen to Nerdette wherever you get your podcasts. And to close out the show, here are some podcast news and tidbits. First, this week in Podcast the Newsletter, Lauren writes about a new show from Pineapple Street Media. Jonathan Manhivar has been helping other reporters make their shows at Pineapple for the past 5 years, but now is coming out with something of his own. Classy is all about the surprising and fun ways social class comes up in our lives. We will link you to it in the show notes. On the Earbuds blog, we have a podcast recommendation list from Heather Brooker about the best family podcasts for summer road trips. We also have a list of podcast recommendations from Newt Schottelkotty called Queer Representation in Appalachia. Find both of those blog posts on our website, and we will link to them in the show notes. This week in Pod News, we share stories about the Stitcher app shutting down at the end of the summer. There's also a new app for kids podcast listening called KidsPod. And did you know that Australia is leading the world in podcast listening according to the Edison Research Infinite Dial 2023 Australia study? Read more about those stories by going to podnews.net. And that's it for this week of Feedback with Earbuds. Thank you again to TJ Raphael for bringing us this week's list of podcast recommendations on the very important topic of abortion wars. It's been just about 1 year since the Supreme Court voted to overturn Roe. Thank you for checking out this episode, and until next time, go and listen to some podcasts. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DeComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.